Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in. Call that number, call into the show, and press 1 if you want to be on the air with me. I will see you in the studio, and I will put you on the air with me. If you want to, press 1, and I'll put you on the show. That lets me know that you want to be on the air and you want to talk, say something. Okay. Otherwise, you can just call the number and listen in with a problem. Just don't press 1 if you don't want to be on the show, right? But you can use that number to call into the show and just listen live. All right. Again, 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I see there are more people joining the show, and thank you guys for tuning in as well. Now, before I get started, let's go ahead and do our word of the day. Today's word of the day is Paris. Paris. Not Paris, okay? But Paris. I know a lot of people say, Paris. But this is Paris. P-A-R, pronounced Paris. Paris is a verb, and the first meaning is to ward off a weapon or blow. To ward off a weapon or blow. The second meaning is to evade, especially by an Android answer. All right? And that's Perry. That's your word of the day. So you guys can take that and use it however you want. But that's our word of the day. Correct? Now, today's weather right now is 65 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at cloudy skies right now with a great chance of rain today and tonight. And high of 75, low 64 tonight. I don't know if we're going to make 75 today, but that's what it says. And then on tomorrow, we got a high of 75, low 53, and rain all day on Friday. Now, Saturday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies, 64 degrees and a low of 36. On Saturday night, wow. Sunday, bright sunny skies, 68 degrees, low 37 Sunday night. So we're looking at some mid to upper 30s at night over the weekend. So be prepared for that. But it looks like it's going to be a pretty nice weekend. No rain in the forecast anyway. But we're looking at rain today and tomorrow. And so take that. Keep your umbrellas with you. And keep your small jacket and the cover on your head, okay? Keep yourselves from being sick. Now, before we get into the show, there's a weight on my heart. Okay, my first cousin, Janice, and some of you guys listening to the show know who she is, passed away on yesterday. She was found by her son in her apartment, and it's tough when you get a phone call and someone tells you that one of your closest relatives has passed on. It's really tough. And I just, sometimes you want to do things to help people cope with this type of situation. And sometimes that's your way of coping with the situation, is by helping others to cope with the situation. And I think that's me. I like to help people. And how I do it. Sometimes people tell me I go too far. But I'm sorry, that's just the way I am. But she was a great person. She loved to do things with people, for people. If you invite her to your party, she'd be the life of the party. She loved to have fun. She loved to dance. She loved to have a good time. And everyone knew that about her. And when you talk about that type of person, you have to understand that, you know, God didn't make mistakes. And And because God doesn't make mistakes, he says that there are no mistakes that he makes. There are never any mistakes that he makes. He doesn't make mistakes. So when he needs you, or he needs me, or anyone, you're gonna go. Okay, no one's gonna live forever. So I just wanted to say that real quick and get that off my heart. I mean, not get it off my heart, but just get it out there. Okay? And please, I appreciate the condolences that have been sent so far and those that will be sent in the future. So now we, the family, for a homegoing service for her. Gonna be tough. Gonna be really, really tough. Anyway, so that's what I wanted to say about that. And again, guys, keep my family in your prayers. Keep me in your prayers. And I'll do the same for you whenever you may need this type of comfort. All right. So today's episode is entitled 14 Principles in Detroit, in the Detroit School System Takes Millions of Dollars. How does this happen? Okay. And I think this is the reason there's so much corruption in the school systems around the United States. So we're going to discuss some of these reasons how a principal of a school can get a hold of citizens' tax dollars. These are your and my tax dollars, not in Detroit, but right here in the state of Georgia, in your county, in your city. And, you know, I've always asked the question of how do these tax dollars get allocated? Okay, we see that state taxes are taken out from our paychecks. We see federal taxes taken out from our paychecks. And then we say, okay, where's this money going? These are millions of dollars every week, every 2 weeks that come from taxpayers or employers to the state of Georgia. I mean, they get huge amounts of money every week, every 2 weeks, however you get paid. And all the time, money, tax money, is just rolling in to the state. Now, I understand that they have state employees and equipment and all this type of stuff. You need, you got to pay for electricity and water and gas and all this stuff to run the place. I understand that. And then you got millions of dollars that go to school, to the school system. And then from the school system, you got millions of dollars that go out to the schools or the recreation centers or, anything like that. And, you know, you're thinking, okay, How can a principal of a school get a hold of my money? You know, what are the checks and balances that are in place to keep this from happening? I don't understand it. I just don't understand it. I don't understand how a principal of a high school, a principal of an elementary school, can get a hold of millions of dollars and just take that money, use it for themselves. They're already getting supposedly a nice salary, okay? And in Detroit, the teachers in Detroit, that's probably, Detroit is the number one highest paid school system, which is the teachers are the highest paid in the United States at $42 an hour. Okay? $42 an hour is the salary, is the pay that teachers in Detroit make. And they complain about their schools, the buildings, you know, they complain about the physicality of the schools and what's not being done. They complain about mold in the building and heat in the wintertime and all this type of stuff they complain about. And I know I'd complain about it too, because it doesn't matter about what you're making, okay? If you're in school during the wintertime in Detroit, Michigan, it's cold, okay? I haven't been to Detroit in the wintertime, but I know just from the news that it's cold in Detroit, really cold, okay? We think it's cold in Atlanta at 30 degrees, but it's cold in Detroit at 5 degrees and below. And if you in this classroom and your heating system is not working, and you're trying to use alternative heating, these maybe some electric heaters or oil heaters or whatever all around your classroom, trying to keep the class warm so that you can teach. I understand that that's a problem. I understand if the school ceilings are leaking in the schools. I understand that's a problem. Problem because the what we found out is that the principals and other people of the school system are taking millions of dollars from the schools for themselves, not putting it into the schools. I mean, think about it now. If you were a school principal, if you were a principal at this school and you're making your salary, you're taking care of your home and everything, you're doing okay. But then you turn and you take your money that's supposed to come into your school for your school, and your school, some of the teachers in your school have been complaining about the roof leaking and this and that and the heat not working, wouldn't you be obligated to address those situations? If you have the money, it isn't like you got the money, you don't have the money. You have the money to take care of the problems with the school, to take care of the roof leaking, to take care of the heat not working, care of different things around the school. If I heard one of my teachers come to me and say, "Yeah, Mr. Williams, my the ceiling's leaking in my classroom, you know, when the rain today," okay, the next day, why wouldn't I have a school system maintenance person or whomever you use to come out? And even if you don't have that, why wouldn't you just, you know, make a phone call to a roofer or something and have them come check it out. Fix the roof so it doesn't leak in on the classroom where the students are trying to learn. Fix the heat. Why couldn't you do that? I think that would help. Even if you are taking money from the damn school, I think that would help if you would put some of the money into the school. Maybe that would take the light off of you. Now, but because you're not doing anything to your school as far as fixing it or anything like that, now they want to know, hey, what's happening to this money that we've allocated to your school? What happened to it? Show us on paper right here. Show us what happened to this money that we allocated for your school. Now you get tongue-tied because you don't know what the hell happened to the money. Well, you do know what happened to it, but you don't want to say because you've used that money for your own personal reasons. How does a principal of a school get a hold of money like that? How does a principal get a hold of our tax dollars? Our tax dollars are supposed to be going out to pay them their salary, not to give them trips and all this stuff. You use your salary for that. How do they have access to this money? Why do they have access to this money? I'm going to tell you what I think it is. And this is what I think it is. I may be wrong, whatever, but this is my opinion. You can call me and give me yours. 818-301-5834. I believe that some of the higher-ups that are above the principals in the school system have access to this money. And the way that they cover their butts, the way that they cover their butts is that they're talking with their principals in their districts saying, hey, you know, we just got $7 million for our district from the school system to be allocated for taking care of the buildings, for taking care of the grounds, for taking care of whatever. Okay? Now I'm going to give each one of you, you got, you know, 8 principals in your district. I'm going to give each one of you $2 million. And for your school, okay? And with that $2 million, I want you to take care of your schools, you know, get them fixed, whatever. But from the $2 million that I gave you, I want $200,000 from each one of you guys. You say you got 7 pools in your area? 7 times 200,000, what's that? 1,000,004. Okay? So the superintendent now, he's going to get 1,000,004 to put in his pocket this year. And then he tells the principals how to skim their money from the top. See, I believe that it's a higher up letting these principals know how to skim money off the top. And they're being stupid the way they are. And they go and they try to do it. So when the system comes down on the superintendent, wanted to know where this money went, what happened to this money, show me how this money was spent, he can't figure it out. He knows, but he doesn't want to tell them, so they dig a little deeper, right? And then the principals, now they're getting in trouble because they've taken this money, but now they don't want to turn it over to the superintendent. They don't want to say, well, the superintendent gave me $2 million. He wanted $200,000 off the top. That's what he took. So we really got $1,000,008. And then I took about, you know, 500,000+ for myself. I mean, that's what happens. That's what I think happens. And then you can't say where this money went. Now it's a problem. But you know, these guys should be jailed. They should be put in jail for theft. Bernie Madoff stole millions of dollars from people's retirement. He's in jail right now for the rest of his life. He got caught. Why shouldn't these principals go to jail for stealing millions of dollars from the taxpayers? Why shouldn't they go to jail? Why shouldn't these superintendents go to jail for doing this? If they go to jail, if you start putting their asses in jail, they'll stop doing it. Set a precedent. Set a precedent and let them know that this is not going to be tolerated. That way, when the other principal come in, he wouldn't do it. Now, you're still going to find buttholes that still try it, still do it. When you find out they've been stealing, lock them up. If you stole from your job, okay? If you stole from your job and they caught you stealing, if it was money, they're going to prosecute. Okay? I mean, if you steal a printer or something like that and they find out, hey, they probably fire you until you get riddance. But if you're stealing money, oh, they're gonna prosecute. So why not prosecute these principals, these superintendents, all the way up the line? Prosecute them. Send them to jail. They stealing taxpayers' hard-earned dollars. 818-301-5834. And I have to say, again, that I don't know how it happens. I don't know. I'm not in that business. I don't know how the checks and balances go with taxpayers' money and all this stuff and who's over these accounts with all these millions of dollars in it and who's watching over them, who's over that, who's over this. I don't know. I don't know how all that stuff works. I have an idea. I'm sure you do too. But how do these guys steal and have access to this money? They shouldn't have access to this money. They should not have access to this money. So, again, guys, I just get so upset when I see these stories. And I don't know why, once these guys are found and figured out and they, you know, find out that they've been taking this money, why don't they go to jail? I don't understand it. Why don't they show them being dragged out of their homes in handcuffs going to jail? These 14 principals, all of them, you should have had 14 different videos showing each one of these principals being taken out of their homes and taken to jail. That's what it should have been. I don't understand. I have a few more minutes left in the show, guys, before I go, I just want to say that if something like this is happening in your community, in your city, or what have you, I don't know if you want to, but I'd go on a letter writing campaign. Write your congressman, your superintendent, your all these people, and let them know what you think should happen to these people that are stealing tax money. That's your money. That's money that's coming out your check every time you get paid. That Georgia tax, state tax, that comes out of your paycheck every week, 2 weeks, or whatever, however you get paid. That's money that's going into the school system or whatever. And they just taking it and putting it in their pockets. So you're handing over your check to them to use however they want to. They can take a trip around the world with some of this money they're taking. Have all the luxuries that they want with some of the money that they're taking. Drive fancy cars, fancy homes. Eat fancy meals, go to fancy restaurants. Do all this stuff with your money. Okay, guys, so again, I appreciate you guys listening in to the show today. Join me tomorrow. Friday is Free Fall Friday, so you guys be available to call in. Please call in to the show, and you can talk about whatever you like. Again, I appreciate you guys listening to my show, and I appreciate, again, all the condolences that's been coming in to me. And today, about my family member. And again, keep me and my family in your prayers. And again, take care of yourselves, guys, and take care of your families, okay? And I'll see you guys tomorrow in about 23 and a half hours. Hey, be good, take care of yourselves, and keep your umbrella with you today and tomorrow, because it's going to be wet. Take care, guys.
Are you ready?
I'm over, and I'm out. See you.
don't stand. You let it die tonight.